The following program is furnished by the Truth About Your Future, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station. This information is education and not financial advice. Consult a financial advisor before investing.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. And by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. And by Edelman Financial Engines. Rick Edelman is a board member, consultant, shareholder, and client of EFE. But EFE is unaffiliated and has no say over the content of The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
And now your host, Rick Edelman.
Welcome to the program. Here's what's happening on the show today. Handling mortgages in today's economy. What's going on economically with the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Life insurance bonds. The bad boy of banking, Wells Fargo. Robots. And this week's health and wellness segment by my wife, Jean Edelman. Well, the Russian invasion of Ukraine persists. The human devastation is just unfathomable, unconscionable. But we need to talk about the economic implications of this. This is, after all, a personal finance show, as pale as that is in comparison to the human toll. There are 750 Western companies that were doing business with Russia, in Russia, and they've all cut operations there because of the sanctions. We're talking about a fifth of the companies in the S&P 500. Mercedes-Benz says that shutting down its operations in Russia means they're losing $2 billion. British Petroleum says they're going to lose $25 billion. Swedish telecom company Ericsson is losing $100 million. McDonald's gets nearly 10% of its global revenue from Russia and Ukraine. McDonald's has 62,000 employees in Russia, and they've had to shut everything down. Heineken losing nearly $500 million. Exxon is losing $4 billion. Shell and Citigroup both losing $5 billion apiece. All of these companies are losing massive amounts of money. They also have business continuity insurance. In the event of a war, they aren't able to operate their businesses, and they have insurance to reimburse them. So will they file a claim? Will the insurance companies pay those claims? And what will it cost them to do so? Well, all of this is uncertain. The insurers have not yet agreed that this is a war. Sure, it's an invasion by Russia of Ukraine, but the countries where the companies are based are not themselves at war. You see, just because these companies have been ordered by their governments to adhere to the sanctions, well, that's not a declaration of war by itself. And we need to recognize that the insurance companies are fighting this entire issue. Leaving the companies on the hook for their losses, meaning their shareholders are on the hook for their losses. Russia's invasion is also creating global shortages of food, fertilizer, and minerals. Cooking oil is already being rationed worldwide because Ukraine was the world's largest exporter of sunflower oil. But it's now limiting those exports, and not just of sunflower oil, but also limiting exports of wheat, oats, cattle, pigs, iron, maize, barley. This is all understandable. The Ukrainians are struggling to feed themselves because of the war. They can't worry about feeding people in other countries, too. And because of the sanctions, Russia is no longer exporting anything either. Russia is the world's largest exporter, or was anyway, of wheat, pigs, iron, nickel, natural gas, major supplier of coal, crude oil. All of those exports have stopped. The dominoes are starting to fall. With Ukraine stopping their exports because it needs all the food it has, with Russia stopping its exports because nobody's allowed to take it, other countries are starting to do the same thing. Indonesia produces more than half of the world's palm oil, and they've halted their exports. Palm oil is a key ingredient in packaged foods, detergent, cosmetics. So you can expect shortages and price increases for all of those goods. Turkey has stopped exporting butter, beef, lamb, goats, vegetable oils. No wonder all these prices are at record highs and still rising. All told, so far, there are 47 curbs on exports, just this year on food and fertilizer alone, all due to Putin's invasion of Ukraine. And the worse it gets, the worse it gets. India is the world's second largest producer of wheat, and India has now stopped exporting wheat. The Commerce Ministry says they have to focus on their own needs. China has begun ordering its companies to stop selling fertilizer to other countries. They started doing that last summer to preserve supplies at home. There was a report written by the Peterson Institute for International Economics, and in that report, they wrote that with Russia having cut off its exports, China's ban is going to be even more harmful. They wrote, quote, China's decision to take fertilizer supplies off world markets to ensure its own food security only pushes the problem to others. In sub-Saharan Africa, they're already facing a severe shock from rising food and fuel prices. Food is 40% of consumer spending, and 85% of the wheat that they eat is imported. Brazil can't get fertilizer. The World Bank, as a result of all of this, says prices for agricultural products and for metals is going to rise 20% this year. Wheat's going to rise 40%. This is the scenario we're in, and it doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon. You know, Warren Buffett is famous. Well, he's famous for a lot of reasons. He's famous for a lot of the things he has said. And one of the things he's said is that you know who's swimming naked when the tide runs out. There are a lot of people who seem to be offering good investment ideas, and what they really are is simply enjoying a high tide. You know, they say high tide lifts all boats. Well, when the tide goes out, you discover who's been swimming naked. And this is a wonderful illustration of that. A company called GWG Holdings. This is a big asset manager, and they have been selling bonds to investors. But they have been a very unusual kind of bond. Here's how it worked. They would sell you the bond. You would give them your money. They would offer you a very high interest rate, 8, 10, 12%, often even higher. That's why you're willing to buy the bond. It's a really great interest rate. But how are they generating the profit to pay the interest on that bond? They would take your money and the money from all the other people who bought the bonds, and they would buy life insurance policies on old people and sick people. People who had a relatively short life expectancy. They figure that enough of these people will die soon enough that they'll take the death benefit and use that death benefit to pay you the interest and eventually give you your money back. Well, this idea was great in the beginning because they were collecting an awful lot of money from people who were buying the bonds. They were using the money to buy an awful lot of those life insurance policies. But now they've discovered not enough people have been dying, and they haven't been able to generate enough cash flow to pay off the interest on the bonds. And now the government has stopped them from issuing more bonds. As a result, the company has filed for bankruptcy. So their whole strategy of buying life insurance policies from people, bundling them up, packaging them as bonds and selling the bonds to investors, that whole business model has collapsed. And that is the problem. With the company filing bankruptcy, the bonds are now worthless. The company sold $1.6 billion worth of these bonds, mostly to retirees who went after chasing the high interest rates that the bonds were offering. The people who bought those bonds, not only are they not earning any interest, they can't sell the bonds either because nobody's willing to buy them. So as you are seeking investment opportunities, let's not get carried away. Let's not chase great stories and high promises of great interest rates in an effort to achieve our goals, let's recognize that if somebody is coming up with a totally new and different story, you have to wonder, why is nobody else doing this? You don't want to be first when it comes to investment strategy. Often better to be second. Let's see how it's working. Let's see how it is done for others in different economic environments. And don't assume that over the last 10 years, which has been a great economic environment for everybody everywhere, that it will do as well in a negative economic environment. It's sad to see that people get themselves into trouble, sometimes out of greed, sometimes out of ignorance, too often a lack of due diligence and a lack of financial advice to support their efforts. Make sure you're working with a financial advisor. I built the biggest and largest and most successful financial advisory company in America at Edelman Financial Engines. I encourage you to work with a financial advisor who can serve your best interest and help you avoid these kinds of pitfalls. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
Those who've built their own financial success know that moving forward requires not just the right tools, but an in-depth knowledge of how to use them. That's why Edelman Financial Engines gives you a dedicated wealth planner supported by a team of experts. We know a modern wealth planning relationship demands human insight powered by advanced technology. Our advice is tailor-made for your personal goals, and our investment management approach is based on Nobel Prize-winning research. We model more than 38,000 securities, so we can better stress test your portfolio through thousands of scenarios. See what we can build for you. Call 833-301-4333. That's 833-301-4333. Or visit planefe.com/TAYF to get your complimentary financial plan. Edelman Financial Engines. Built for those who built themselves.
Allow us to introduce you to Jeremiah, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting his money behind the right ideas. Jeremiah's always been a numbers guy, from his days competing in the high school math league to now as the teacher who leads it. Jeremiah is also accessing the companies who are driving environmental innovations for the next generation by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be a helioseismologist to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
I'm Rick Edelman. This is The Truth About Your Future. One of the things I like to talk to you about is, in fact, the future, being brought to us by exponential technologies, science and research that are bringing to us incredible innovations that are going to impact virtually every aspect of life on our planet. Amazon warehouses now have more than 350,000 robots. McKinsey says the warehouse automation market is going to grow 23% per year for the rest of the decade. This is a huge investment opportunity. And just consider some of the robots that are being developed right now. Ocado's 600 series robot looks like a box on wheels. Half of its components are 3D printed. And that means, by the way, 3D printing is another exponential technology to invest in. By making a robot with 3D printing, the robot is 5 times lighter than the company's current robots. And that means that the 600 series is more agile, needs less battery power to move around. The robot runs around the warehouse, brings crates to human workers who take the items that they need out of the box. If a human wandered around the warehouse to collect each of those items, it would take an hour for them to fill one order. But a robot, they can do it in less than 5 minutes. This is exponential. Robots are radically accelerating the ability to generate productivity, dramatically reducing the time that it takes to complete tasks. So, in warehouses, what jobs are going to remain? In the warehouse floor, mainly technicians who maintain those robots. In fact, there's a joke about this, about the factory of the future. Picture this really big factory, and inside, there's only one guy and a dog. The guy's job is to feed the dog, and the dog's job is to make sure the guy doesn't touch anything. This is pretty much the future. Now, does this sound scary, all the job losses that will occur from the factory workers losing their jobs? Well, I don't know. Is that the kind of a job you want to have anyway? What these robots are able to do is get rid of the boring tasks, the repetitive tasks, you know, the kinds of tasks that cause repetitive motion injuries. Who wants to engage in that kind of labor that is boring and dull and repetitive? Robots are taking the dull out of business. Now you can get a job as a robot technician. More interesting work, more money, less physically demanding. What's not to love? And it's not just robots on the factory floor and the warehouse floor that we're going to see them. We're already seeing sidewalk robots. It's going to be a $1 billion business within 10 years. These sidewalk robots are already the size of a suitcase. They travel on 4 or 6 wheels. They're already delivering groceries throughout America, China, and Europe. Robots from Starship Technologies have already made 2.5 million deliveries on university campuses and throughout business parks. They move pretty slow, about 4 miles per hour. No worry that they're going to bump into something unexpectedly. They're getting bigger, though. One company is making a delivery bot that's as big as a car. It can carry 24 bags of groceries and has chilled and heated compartments for food and drinks. And bigger yet, autonomous cargo drones as big as a 747. Nautilus has $6 billion in orders for 440 of these aircraft. The company says its design can fit 60% more cargo than existing aircraft, while cutting costs 60% and generating 50% less carbon emissions. You know, moving freight by sea is 13 times cheaper than moving freight by air, but by sea takes 50 times as long. You know, just imagine sending a ship across the ocean compared to an airplane. But if we can reduce the cost dramatically, air cargo transportation becomes more competitive. Well, how is this company doing this? They have completely redesigned the airplane. Most planes, think about it, it's a tube. Hollow tube, that's where we all sit. That's where the cargo goes. You've got a hollow tube and then the wings. We sit inside the tube and the wings get attached to generate lift. This company is now making a blended wing body design. It merges the wings and the tube. The body is much wider and much flatter than traditional airplanes. Kind of looks like a manta ray. This new design is more efficient for fuel and dramatically holds more capacity for cargo. And then there's a company called Destinus, a Swiss company. They just got $29 million in funding to build a jet that can travel anywhere in the world in 2 hours or less. They're developing a hydrogen rocket engine. They plan to be doing testing in 2 years. The vehicle is a hybrid between an airplane and a rocket. It takes off and lands horizontally, but then it reaches hypersonic velocity, and the only thing it emits is water. Airbus is also designing an aircraft on this technology. Robots, ranging from tiny little machines that travel college campuses to 747s, all coming to our future. The innovations being created in the field of exponential technologies. I talk about all of it in my book, The Truth About Your Future. Let me ask you, do you want to understand crypto, blockchain, Bitcoin, other digital assets? Join me for my new master class on crypto. It's free. I'm producing 4 master classes this year. My first one is The Truth About Crypto. In almost 2 hours, you'll finally get to understand what everybody's been talking about, why there's so much excitement about blockchain, Bitcoin, and other digital assets. My master class premieres June 21st, and you can watch online anytime. And I invite you to also sign up for my master class VIP membership. You'll get exclusive access to live Zoom sessions where you'll have the opportunity to personally ask me all your questions about crypto and all things personal finance. You'll also receive an annual subscription to my monthly newsletter and other exclusive benefits. Sign up now for my first master class, The Truth About Crypto, and become a VIP member too. Learn more at thetruthayf.com. Thetruthayf.com. We'll be right back.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Listeners to this show tune in every week to hear Rick Edelman and his guests talk about the personal finance topics that matter most. And if you're retired, or soon will be, you're no doubt listening for Rick's thoughts on retirement security and longevity. At Global X ETFs, we understand you may also be interested in opportunities to generate income, with interest rates still near historic lows despite an inflationary environment. Our approach to this challenge looks beyond what you might have considered, using asset classes that include MLPs, REITs, preferreds, and dividend-paying stocks. We have been managing these types of income-oriented strategies for more than a decade, with solutions suited to a range of portfolio objectives. Explore our full range of ETFs, research and insights, and more at globalxetfs.com or speak with your financial advisor to learn more.
This message is brought to you by Charles Schwab. No matter what tomorrow brings, some things won't change, like Schwab's commitment to see the world through clients' eyes. That commitment is why Schwab is always here for clients with clear guidance and committed service to help maintain focus on achieving long-term goals. So whatever happens today, Schwab remains invested in you. Visit Schwab.com to learn how Schwab is ready to help. That's Schwab.com.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman, sponsored by Choice. Choice is changing the way Americans save for retirement by making it possible to invest in Bitcoin, crypto, and other alternative assets inside your IRA. That's right. Whether you open a deductible or a Roth IRA with Choice, you can invest in Bitcoin and 22 other digital assets in your retirement account. You can also buy stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, real estate, and more, all in a single retirement account. There's no hidden fees or account minimums, just more control over your retirement savings. And Choice makes it ridiculously easy to combine all of your old retirement accounts with a rollover concierge service. So if you've switched jobs in the last few years and have been putting off rolling over your old 401k, make sure you check out Choice. Head on over to retirewithchoice.com/Rick. That's retirewithchoice.com/Rick.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. New York City has announced they are not going to open any new bank accounts with Wells Fargo. This is as a result of the Bloomberg report that said that Wells Fargo has been denying refinance mortgages to black homeowners far more than to whites. Wells Fargo, according to Bloomberg, approved just 47% of the applications for refinancing submitted by black homeowners, just 47% versus 72% of white applicants. In addition to that, Wells Fargo is paying $32 million to settle a lawsuit that it put its own mutual funds into its own 401k plan, forcing workers to buy Wells Fargo mutual funds when other better performing and cheaper mutual funds were available. Wells Fargo's the bad boy of banking and has been for years. They have paid billions of dollars in fines over the past 20 years. And most recently, Wells Fargo sent out a letter to clients announcing the death of one of their financial advisors. Only thing is, the advisor hadn't died. He quit and went to another firm. The letter said, quote, "We are saddened by the death of your financial advisor. Your new advisor is fully committed to serving your investment needs." Wells called it an unfortunate mistake. Well, these unfortunate mistakes have gotten to the point that Senator Elizabeth Warren has written a letter to the Federal Reserve asking it to break up Wells Fargo. She said, quote, "Cheating consumers is simply in Wells Fargo's DNA." I don't get it. I don't know why anybody anywhere does business with Wells Fargo.
I have a bad bank, you know, I'm with Wells Fargo. I don't know. Yeah, I know. Anybody else sticking it out? Yeah, right? We got one guy. Thank you, sir. We're in this together. And then everyone asks you, you know, why don't you leave Wells Fargo? And we know why we don't leave, right? It's because you never know when we're about to cash in on the next class action lawsuit, all right? That's an exciting way to live. I could go home tonight and have $70 waiting for me.
Hey, if you miss any part of this broadcast, it's also a podcast. You'll find the full podcast of this radio show, plus a video cast version, but I have to warn you, I have a face for radio. All of that, plus lots of articles and a lot of other content helping you with your personal finance, the five subjects that matter most. All of it for free at thetruthayf.com. I'm very happy to welcome back my friend and former co-host colleague, Isabel Barrow, Director of Financial Planning at Edelman Financial Engines. Isabel, as you know, is more than 20 years in the field. So Isabel, it's always good to see you. Welcome back to the show.
You too, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So the subject of today's conversation is mortgages and debt. We are seeing rising interest rates, of course, and this is a real challenge for people that are looking to buy homes. The biggest issue, of course, are people who bought a home, you know, 4, 5, 6 months ago when it's under construction, it's being built, they're going to deliver the house in the next month or two, and you're now ready to lock in your mortgage, but the mortgage rate is a lot higher than it was when you bought that house a long time ago. So what do you do if you're in that kind of a scenario?
You may have to pivot somewhat in thinking about what else you may be able to afford in that budget. You know, maybe not going for the higher end granite or making some decisions that you may not want to make right now that you may have to, you know, think about pivoting somewhat. But in the scheme of things, we are still in a relatively low interest rate environment.
And therefore, people should still go in with the attitude of getting a big, long mortgage?
Well, I think certainly for most, that does still make sense. As you know, I mean, you've been talking about it for 30 years. It can be a little foreign to people who have gone about their lives thinking that debt is bad, debt is bad, debt is bad. And for the most part, debt is bad, right? But when it comes to a mortgage is the one thing where, you know, you can lock in at a relative terms, low fixed rate, a loan that can allow you to utilize your money to do other things where you may presumably be able to earn more over the long term. I think that given the interest rate environment, we're still in a place where that big long mortgage makes sense.
The most important point here is that a big long mortgage does not mean a big expensive house. You should get a price of a house that you can afford. Too often people think that just because they can afford a big mortgage means that they ought to go use it to get as expensive a house as possible. That's where I think a lot of people get into trouble.
Well, they get into trouble there, certainly, but also, you know, you have to know yourself and what kind of a spender you are. What are your spending habits? What are your debt habits? Because I think also, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I'm going to get a mortgage and I can afford this house, I can afford this payment. But if you're not thinking ahead as to what potential changes in your life might be coming, you know, how secure is your job? Are you planning on having a baby? Can you still afford that house if one of the spouses doesn't go back to work? It's not just about the mortgage itself. It's about your entire financial picture and making sure that all these pieces fit in, not just now, but also in the future.
And it's tempting, isn't it, to get a big fat mortgage for people who already own their homes and they look at the home equity because home values have risen dramatically in the past couple of years, that they now have a lot of equity in their home that didn't exist in 2020. And they're tempted to pull that cash out of the house and do a home equity loan. Talk about that.
You know, I think that can make sense in some circumstances. So, you know, when it comes to debt, you have to really think about strategically, what does it mean for you in your financial planning situation? If you're not going to actually be able, you know, if you're not going to be able to save the money today in order to, you know, have that down payment or save the money today to make the purchase, then what makes you think you're going to be able to have the money in the future to pay off the loan? You know, looking at things through sort of a silo of, okay, well, maybe it's a $400 a month car payment. I can afford that today. But what happens in 9 months if, you know, your credit card bill is now at 20% and you haven't been able to pay that? You know, is your car going to get repossessed? Are you still going to be able to make those payments? So all of this, as it relates to debt and strategically using debt to your advantage, but also making sure that you're managing the risks that you could face by taking on more debts, that all has to be a conversation you're having with a financial planner. And Rick, it's not always just the doing it that solves the problem, right? You can make the payments, you can get a credit card paid off, you can get the car loan paid off. But if your mindset about spending hasn't changed, then if you are someone who is used to being in debt or is running big credit card bills, that's sort of an emotion, that's sort of a fundamental problem that is more related to sort of emotional health than it is related to what you can actually accomplish. So you have to look at what are the underlying issues that are causing me to overspend and can I fix those? Because if you just fix the credit card problem and then you go out and take a loan against your house to do some other projects, you're just going to build up credit card debt again in the future. So I think that's a problem that people who are comfortable carrying lots of credit card debt can continue to run into, is that, you know, you tackle one thing at a time, you get that done, but it just runs up debt somewhere else.
You mentioned the importance of working with a financial advisor. I couldn't agree more, because when you're dealing with a planner, they can help you look ahead, look forward. As you said, it's so important, not just about the decision you're making today, but the impact of that decision years from now, so that you're anticipating the commitment that you're making and whether or not you're going to be able to sustain that and whether it's going to harm you down the road as things in your life change. One fascinating development that we're beginning to witness just now, it's slowly starting to emerge as there's conversation at the federal government to restart the obligation of those with student loans to pay that monthly debt. I mean, we have been on a moratorium since the pandemic began over 2 years ago. People were told by the federal government, you don't have to pay your student loan payment. Well, that has saved people hundreds of dollars a month. Simultaneously, the government sent stimulus money of often thousands of dollars a month to those same people. So these folks were in this fascinating scenario. I don't have to make a payment of hundreds of dollars a month that I used to have to make. And the government is sending me hundreds of dollars a month they weren't sending me in the past. And what did they do with the newfound money? They started buying more things and they just created a new level of debt. I went and bought a car. I bought a big house. I did whatever it is I did. And now, as they're going to have to start repaying their student loan debt, they're realizing, uh-oh, I'm not getting government stimulus money anymore. I've already taken the money I was using for student loans and I've incurred new debt somewhere else. And now my student loan debt is starting all over again. A lot of people are going to be finding themselves in a bit of a mess because they didn't work with a financial planner who could have prevented and protected them from getting into this mess.
Well, exactly. And, you know, for our clients, if you had a student loan debt outstanding, we were reaching out and saying, hey, look, we need to take as much money as possible and get those things paid off, right? If you get stimulus check, if you're getting a tax refund, you know, now is the time to tackle those student loans, because what better time than now? You don't have any interest payment. 100% of it is going toward your principal. So, you know, we were really kind of aggressively encouraging our clients, those who have student loan debt, to get that paid off in anticipation of the fact that it was, you know, it wasn't going to last forever. And you're exactly right. With our clients, we actually have a service that we can utilize called Savvy, that we will help and encourage our clients with student loan debts to utilize. It'll go through and help them understand, you know, what do we pay off and how, what grants, what, you know, what may be available in terms of forgiveness programs, et cetera. So don't feel like, you know, this is something that can is so overwhelming you can't get out of it. But also, if you haven't taken on student loan debt yet and you're thinking about it, you know, there should be a good example for you as to why not to do that or why to keep it as minimal as possible.
One final question for you, Isabel. Given what's going on with interest rates, you know, they're high, rising, and they're going to be continuing to rise for months to come. Does that alter anything in the financial planning or investment management process?
Well, I mean, it certainly does as we think about what big expenses you might have coming up. So for example, you mean you made a point earlier in our call that if you put a down payment on a new construction home 6 months ago, and now your prices for products, for the mortgage, for everything has gone up, how might that look 6 months from now? So if you're thinking about, you know, buying a car right now or buying a house, prices are really, really high. And the interest rates are only going up. So it may be something that you need to consider, is now the right time to do that? You know, if we are looking at a rough road ahead of a recession or a continued pullback in the market, what does that mean for your job and for assets that you may have available for these big purchases? So I think that, again, this is an example of why you should talk to your advisor before you make these types of decisions. And it doesn't mean you can't do it, but it may mean you need to plan a little bit differently. It may mean that you need to change course somewhat.
And helping you do that is exactly what a financial planner does. And that's why I encourage you to call Isabel or one of her colleagues at Edelman Financial Engines. And the best place, Isabel, for people to be able to reach you?
The best way to reach us at Edelman Financial Engines is 833-PLAN-EFE or planefe.com for access to our website, where you can go and request a meeting or a conversation with an advisor.
That's Isabel Barrow, Executive Director of Financial Planning at Edelman Financial Engines. Thanks for being with us, Isabel.
Thanks, Rick.
Isabel and I actually chatted for over 15 minutes. If you'd like to read, watch, or listen to the entire conversation, just visit us at thetruthayf.com. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
What do all the greatest innovations have in common? Agents of innovation. Ordinary people who shape the future by putting their money behind the right ideas. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100. So you don't have to be an inventor to help create what's next to come. Be an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in the prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Those who built their own financial success know that moving forward requires not just the right tools, but an in-depth knowledge of how to use them. That's why Edelman Financial Engines gives you a dedicated wealth planner supported by a team of experts. We know a modern wealth planning relationship demands human insight powered by advanced technology. Our advice is tailor-made for your personal goals, and our investment management approach is based on Nobel Prize-winning research. We model more than 38,000 securities so we can better stress test your portfolio through thousands of scenarios. See what we can build for you. Call 833-301-4333. That's 833-301-4333. Or visit planefe.com/TAYF to get your complimentary financial plan. Edelman Financial Engines. Built for those who built themselves.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. You know, I've recently released my brand new book, The Truth About Crypto. It has debuted at number one on Amazon in several of its categories. I'm really excited. The book is being so well received. It's my 11th book, my latest bestseller. I hope you'll pick up a copy now of The Truth About Crypto. Time now for everybody's favorite segment of the program, visit by my wife, Jean Edelman. Jean is a student of the healing arts, Reiki, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, and of course, macrobiotic and plant-based cooking. Here's Jean.
It is great to be with you this week. This week, I want to talk about the past, letting go, and the power of now. Observing nature, that is our greatest teacher. We happen to have a pond near us, and I love to watch the geese. And sometimes they'll get in a big fuss with each other. But unlike us humans, they will just flap their wings and then float off in the opposite direction, as if nothing happened. And even once they're further away from that other goose, they'll flap their wings as if saying, "Whew, glad it's over, not going to go in that direction again." We humans, we unfortunately don't seem to have that ability. We hold on. We hold on to stuff for days, months, years, lifetimes. And it is as if our body is concentrated in that fight continually. All that energy, all those emotions, it is as if the fight was happening right now at this moment. With us humans, no situation or event is ever really finished. We can learn a lot from our duck friends. I think we need to learn how to flap our wings and let it go and let it be over. I have another story. Two monks are walking along in silence, and they happen to come upon a muddy road. They came across a woman in a beautiful kimono. And they wanted to help her get across without getting muddy. So one monk picked her up and just carried her over to the other side of the road. And then they continued to walk on in silence for 5 hours. When they approached their destination, the one monk said to the other, "Why did you carry that woman across the road?" And the other monk replied, "I put her down hours ago. Why are you still carrying her?" Why do we carry all this stuff? And why do we feel like it's important to us and who we are and our self-image? We should not let the burdens of the past weigh us down. This is a big action item. I want us to sit down. I want us to make a list. What are we holding on to? What person or situation keeps replaying in our mind? What negative stories are we always sharing with others? We need to write this down. Write down our feelings. Write down everything that's coming up. Write it down until there's no more emotion in the words that we're writing. And then in a very safe space, we need to go outside with a lighter and we need to light these papers on fire so that we can let them burn and let this go. It's like the geese flapping their wings. It's like the monk. He put this woman down hours ago. We need to let this go because the stress of this that it's putting on our body isn't good for us. We should sit in nature and breathe and just take it all in. What is important to us? And we will come back into balance. The goal of life is to be in balance. The goal of life is to not let these emotions tilt our seesaw so that it's in the wrong direction. This is not easy work, but it's important work. It's important human being work. And it is possible. We can release these burdens. We can release the past. So I encourage you to try this exercise. And I think it will help us be more present. Because when we're here, when we're now, when we're with our family and friends and loved ones, we don't think about the past and we don't worry about the future. We're here enjoying these moments. Let's flap our wings more. Let's move on. And let's not become the victim of our wounds and our hurts. So my word for this week is wings. The W is for wish, because my greatest wish is that we all find happiness, that we can let go and be our true selves, doing what makes us happy. The I is for improve. Every day we get to start over. We get to fix our mistakes. We learn from our mistakes. They make us stronger. They make us better. The N is for nibble. That's how we approach life. One moment at a time, one breath at a time, one step at a time. We have the time. That is our only asset, is time. So let's make the best of it. G is for grow. Grow emotionally. It's not healthy to stay stuck because we stay stuck in the past and in that moment and at that age, and we need to grow and evolve. And so let's do some personal work. And S is for shine, because when we're living in the moment and not weighted down by our past or our worry of the future, we give ourselves the opportunity to shine and we become the best versions of ourselves. Letting go is the ultimate personal work. And it is going to be our biggest homework assignment. But instead of being graded, we are going to be given freedom. We're going to be given the ability to move on. Have a great week, everyone.
That was Jean Edelman here on The Truth About Your Future. If you want to get more of Jean's words of the week, just go to thetruthayf.com.
Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Listeners to this show tune in every week to hear Rick Edelman and his guests talk about the personal finance topics that matter most. And if you're retired, or soon will be, you're no doubt listening for Rick's thoughts on retirement security and longevity. At Global X ETFs, we understand you may also be interested in opportunities to generate income, with interest rates still near historic lows despite an inflationary environment. Our approach to this challenge looks beyond what you might have considered, using asset classes that include MLPs, REITs, preferreds, and dividend-paying stocks. We have been managing these types of income-oriented strategies for more than a decade, with solutions suited to a range of portfolio objectives. Explore our full range of ETFs, research and insights, and more at globalxetfs.com or speak with your financial advisor to learn more.
Need help managing the complexity of income needs in retirement? Meet Schwab Intelligent Income, a simple, modern way to pay yourself from your portfolio. Tell them how much you need and how long you need it to last. They'll estimate how much you can spend. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust payments anytime without penalty. And with Schwab Intelligent Portfolios, you won't pay an advisory fee. Visit schwab.com/intelligent income to learn more about their modern approach to wealth management.
Well, that's all the time we've got on The Truth About Your Future this weekend. Remember, sign up for my new master classes. The first one debuts June 21st, The Truth About Crypto. You'll finally get to understand what everybody's been talking about: blockchain, Bitcoin, and digital assets. My masterclass premieres June 21st, and you can watch online anytime. Get all the details at thetruthayf.com. That's thetruthayf.com. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
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 I'm sorry, wait. What part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman has been brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. As crypto grows, Bitwise believes everyone should have a simple and familiar way to access it. Bitwise makes crypto clear. Bitwiseinvestments.com. And by Global X ETFs. For more than a decade, Global X ETFs has been dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. Learn more at globalxetfs.com. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ. Stay tuned for Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky from Edelman Financial Engines. Everydaywealth.com/radio. EFE and The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman are unaffiliated entities.
Get The Truth About Your Future every weekend with Rick Edelman. It's thetruthayf.com.